Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. An Egyptair plane flying from Paris to Cairo has disappeared from radar screens over the eastern Mediterranean. There's no indication of adverse weather conditions. David Bamford reports.
Egyptair Flight 804 left Paris at about 11 p.m. local time on Wednesday evening, bound for Cairo. The plane, with 56 passengers and 10 crew on board, was scheduled to fly over the Adriatic and across Greece, arriving in the Egyptian capital soon after 3 a.m. It didn't arrive. The 13-year-old Airbus A320 had disappeared from radar screens over the eastern Mediterranean. The civil aviation authorities say rescue teams have gone to the aircraft's last recorded location. This latest apparent air disaster comes 7 months after a Russian-owned passenger plane was brought down by a bomb over the Egyptian Sinai, with the loss of over 220 lives.
The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has said that he's prepared to increase his powers under a state of emergency he decreed last week in order to deal with anti-government protests. Earlier, Venezuelan police fired tear gas at thousands of opposition protesters in the capital, Caracas. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, has more.
Venezuela's political crisis seems to be reaching a new level. President Maduro angered the opposition on Friday when he declared a state of emergency to deal with the country's serious economic crisis. He accuses the business elite of boycotting the economy and the United States of plotting a coup against his socialist government. The opposition responded by urging the army to intervene and choose between the president and the constitution. While protesters clashed with police in central Caracas, President Maduro said he was ready to take all necessary measures to secure peace and order in Venezuela.
The United States has accused China of conducting an unsafe interception of an American reconnaissance plane over the South China Sea. There's been no statement so far from China. David Willis reports from Los Angeles.
Two Chinese J-11 fighter jets came within 50 feet of the plane. So close, the Pentagon says, that the American pilot had to descend several hundred feet in order to avoid hitting them. A third of the world's shipping goes through the South China Sea, and the region is thought to be rich in oil and gas reserves. Six nations lay claim to at least part of the territory, but in recent years, China has asserted its claim to almost the entire area.
Forces loyal to the UN-backed unity government in Libya say they forced back fighters from the militant group Islamic State towards their coastal stronghold of Sirte. A military spokesman said IS had been driven out of a small town and two nearby villages after heavy fighting. BBC News. A major British report on superbugs has warned that they could kill one person every 3 seconds by 2050 unless urgent global action is taken. The review says drug-resistant infections could soon be responsible for more deaths than cancer. It says patients must stop demanding antibiotics when they're not needed. One of the authors, economist Jim O'Neill, says education is key.
It is crucial that we stop treating antibiotics like sweets. And we can only do that by informing people, whether it's young people in schools here, people in India that don't even go to school, sophisticated, educated people, all of us. And one of our recommendations is to tackle that head on with a major awareness campaign.
A new survey shows citizens in many countries are more willing to accept refugees than their governments. The rights group Amnesty International carried out interviews in 27 countries. 80% of respondents said they would be happy to accept refugees, while nearly three quarters believe that people escaping war or persecution should be allowed to seek asylum in other countries. Amnesty's Secretary General, Salil Shetty, said it's time for leaders to take action.
We cannot have this lurching response from crisis to crisis. We need a permanent distribution system which is based on global responsibility sharing. I think this is the call we're making to the governments. This is the call that people are making to the governments, and they have to listen.
The technology giant Google has unveiled a personal assistant device that will enable users to control, run, and organize their entire homes using voice commands. The device, called Google Home, will be powered by Wi-Fi. As well as controlling lighting and appliances such as TVs, Google Home will also be able to answer questions. It will go on sale later this year. The price has not yet been announced. BBC News.